In this episode, I'm going to share three trends, or I guess things to look out for in 2023 in multifamily. So the first thing to watch out for, or you should be focused on, is resident retention. And I'll give you three reasons. First is rent growth in the last 2 years has been outstanding, record-breaking, and we won't see the same rent growth in 2023. It's already tapered off at the end of 2022. So when you have great rent growth, you could be aggressive or more aggressive on your renewals. And a lot of operators are okay if folks leave who are under market because they're going to replace them with higher rents with new move-ins. So we're not going to see the same rent growth in 2023. So that's the first reason to focus more on retention. You're not going to get that same return by replacing it with a new resident. Number two is turn expenses have gone up. So turning unit, every time somebody moves out, you got to turn the unit, you got to paint it, you got to clean it. Sometimes that's replacing flooring. There's all parts to that those expenses have gone up and they probably will stay up in 2023. So if you have less turnover and you have more retention, you will reduce your expenses. And the third is economic uncertainty. We don't know what things are going to look like over the next 12 months. At the end of 2022, we saw the occupancy across all markets dip. And with economic uncertainty and people's ability to pay rent, I think that a lot of people are going to be looking to downsize, to cut expenses, and therefore you should play it on the more conservative side. You have good paying residents that are happy. Make sure you focus on them, keep them, make sure that they're happy and they're satisfied. And don't bet on bringing in new residents as much you because you won't get those high rents. And if you do get newer rents, high rents, there is a great uncertainty if those people will be able to pay. Second topic is a focus on your team developing talent in-house. So there are three reasons why all management companies should be focusing on developing their talent in-house. First, simple, the better your talent, the better your team, the better results you'll get. And if we go to a sports analogy for a second, so imagine a football team is doing great, they're making a playoff run, and then a star player gets injured, maybe even the quarterback. So that can totally derail the team's ability to win a championship. But if they have a good backup, they have the support there. They don't have to completely change their game, their style. They can continue the way the success they've had in the whole season without missing a beat, basically. So I think a lot of, I saw this and heard this from many in the industry that 2022 staffing was a big challenge. And when you have openings on your team on site, it's a lot of wear and tear on the team that's filling in there. And it has an impact on your on the performance at the property. So the better a management company is at developing talent in-house, they won't really miss a beat there. They'll be able to hire talent faster, train them, and so to get to a place better than if they're bringing in already established talent. So they'll get better results. You won't have as much downtime. You won't miss that beat. The third is that you will increase your employee retention. People will stay with the company longer and there will be more career development opportunities, people to advance. It's a big focus for us, the ability to advance folks. I think at every property we had someone who was promoted. Some properties had multiple promotions. And when you have that, when you promote somebody, you know what you're getting with them. You already know what they're like. Versus when you bring in somebody new, you're unsure. Are they going to be a good fit? Will they gel with everybody else? They have a certain way that they're doing something or the way they do things. They've learned things that other companies might not align with the way you do things. It almost goes hand in hand with your resident retention. Just like with a resident that is good paying, you know what they're like. And so therefore you want to renew them. And when you bring in a new resident, you don't know how well they're going to pay. You don't know what they're going to be like with your own team. When you have somebody on your team and you're able to promote them, so you already know what that person is like. So yes, you might not know what they're like in that next position, but you can tailor and custom your development and your training for them versus bringing somebody totally new that is a big unknown. The third thing to look out for, and a trend, is marketing budgets are, I'm seeing that they're getting cut. There's been a big increase in marketing expenses, specifically with some ILSs. Those rates, those prices have gone up. And on top of that, the return has gone down. A lot of the ILSs got hit hard with Google updates, and their traffic has been down. So they're charging more and their traffic has been down. The second is, so those go two together. So expenses rising and less of a return. And so you're going to see people, and just in general, companies are focused on cutting expenses because of economic uncertainty and a rise in expenses in other areas. So you will see companies reallocate their marketing budgets. They'll be cutting certain things that they have been spending money on. And the last is that if they are focused on their resident retention and they're doing a better job of that, so then there will be a less of a need for marketing because you won't need to bring in as many leads. You won't need to sign as many new leases and have as many new move-ins because you have greater retention. So greater retention means there'll be less supply, which will mean it'll be a less of a need for new leads, new move-ins. So those are my three trends, my three things to look out for. There are more, but for now, that's three. So hope you enjoyed this. If you do, please take the time to listen to another episode and have a good one. And I appreciate when people reach out and let me know their thoughts, their feedback about the podcast, the episodes, much appreciated. And if you have an idea for a guest or a topic, please let me know as well.